Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Now you know you cannot keep a secret like this, and people have been talking, but you know Miss Lister doesn't care, and the only person who really needs to be worried is Mr. Ainsworth. We're going to talk about it all right now. Stay with us. Right now, we coming back.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
The new music. Up. The bounce. Just, can you picture Ann Lister walking to this? Like that stride?
No, walk it out.
Oh my God.
Walk it out.
Or the one she was doing today.
Yeah, where that
she
mad
was really
walk.
Bouncing.
That
yeah.
mad walk. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Jackie Ray, and I've got my beautiful co-host with me right now, the beautiful one that's going to keep you in the know, Miss DeShauna O.
Hey, y'all. How y'all
and
doing?
The guy who's always clever, and we missed him last week.
Yes, y'all did.
We
I missed y'all, too.
We missed that male influence. Joshua is here. J-Dub, as he likes to
What's
be called.
What's happening?
He got some fashion facts for us later. But right now, we are talking about Gentleman Jack, episode 4. This title, Most women are dull and stupid. I feel some type of way about this title, y'all. I'm just going to let y'all know right now. I'm going to say it like that for a reason. But we got a lot to talk about. We've got some rumors. We've got some love, of course. And then we've got some missing people. And, of course, the business. But
yes.
Give me your overall thoughts first, Shauna.
My overall thoughts this episode, as always, they just put so much into it. Sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on with each different storyline? They gave me everything I wanted and needed with the Anns. As you guys know, I love the ships. And I was so sad about Eugenie. Well,
Well, I like that I've seen Miss Walker's vulnerability now. She seems to be very emotional about things from the past, and now we understand why she's been apprehensive moving forward with Miss Lister.
Mm-hmm. I thought that, you know, and right now Miss Lister is kind of bringing some of this on herself, because you didn't go into this, and you know it took me a while to own up to this, because I thought she had pure intentions from the jump, but she didn't. Mm-hmm. And so you went into it without pure intentions, mm-hmm. and now your feelings is involved, and now you might be in the same situation that you was in with Miss Hobart.
That's right.
And now you feel some type of way.
Yep.
No.
You get out there praying to God, talking about, don't do this to me again.
Right, but not even praying. Like, she should have been more sincere, like, dear God, please. She's like, you better not.
But maybe, but she's bringing it on herself based off what you said.
Yeah, but so if you bring it on yourself, do you go to God with you better not? Don't you say,
nah,
hey,
bro.
Lord, my bad.
I should have listened.
I'm coming humbly before you right now.
The throne.
Understanding I've made some mistakes. You don't come demanding.
That's true.
Does Miss Lister seem like the humble type?
Yeah. It's fair. That's also very fair.
She's only humble when love is spoken of.
Okay. Oh, look, the rhyming and everything. Humble when love is spoken of.
Okay. You know.
Okay. Give us an example. When has she been?
Well, when she was talking to Miss Walker, and Miss Walker, when they had their initial connection, and Miss Walker.
The real deal.
Yeah, when Miss Walker showed that she was upset, like, no, I don't want to do this. And then Lister stepped in and said, have I offended you?
Right.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, that shows her humility when she's able to apologize for something like that.
All right, so let's get into some of these rumors, because it starts off top with the busybody being busy and telling everybody. I love when he says to her, you know, just keep it to yourself what you think you saw, because she really didn't see anything.
No.
So keep it to yourself what you think you saw, because Anne is smart, and she's going to twist this, and it's going to come back on you, and it's going to look bad on you.
Yep.
So keep it to yourself. So Josh, when she says to him, I may have said something already.
Yes. Well, first, I would like to address last week when she rolled up in the house.
Yes.
Okay, she saw that the shutters were closed, and she rolled in the house, and she demanded that the servant not knock.
Yes.
Okay, my servant would have been fired. I just want to let that be known.
Facts.
1800s, 2000s. He is out of here.
Facts.
Okay. Now, moving forward, Miss Priestley has had ill intentions for so long, and she was able to exercise them when her husband, she decided to act before she spoke to her husband. Mm-hmm. And at this moment, we know in the 1800s, the men are the ones who are in charge of their homes, and right. they're the ones who understand wisdom more. So the mother just went on a gossiping gallivant, and she didn't see anything. She saw them get up fast. That's what she saw.
But look, if my mama had walked in with me in the room with the guy and I get up fast, it's probably safe to assume I'm getting up fast from something I shouldn't be doing.
Right.
That's a safe assumption.
But it still is an assumption.
Facts, true. But a safe one.
Okay.
That's all I am saying.
But what they're saying is we're going to deny it to the end.
Right.
So I don't care what you think you saw or assumed. It doesn't even matter if it was a safe assumption.
Right.
We're not doing this.
No.
We're not doing anything. I do think that Miss Priestley is feeling hurt herself because she keeps on saying this thing. I what did she say? I advocated for her.
I advocated for her, yeah.
Like, I've spoken highly of this person. Okay, we get it, but we all know what's going on with Miss Lister, okay?
Yes.
She's wearing all black. She's stomping through the town. She's traveling. And one of our comments from last week was saying, like, back in those days, because she had so much money, she was not, I think that was Techno who wrote that, saying that she was not able to be reproached.
Right. Yeah.
Rich people problems because she
yeah.
she really needs somebody to settle her down right
it's
now.
It's true.
With all the things that's going on with her.
I mean, the humility for that reason is out.
Yeah. You know. She did, Miss Priestley did say something that I found, you know, very poignant for that time. She said, you know, we just saw two men hung for having unnatural acts in front of 6,000 people.
That's true.
You know, so for her, it kind of, it was one of those things where she realized the urgency of the situation, number one. But then, if you know, if you are very fond, it can't go away that quick. You know what I mean? Just because you find out something about a person you don't want to know. So if you were very fond of her on Monday, and then you telling all her business on Tuesday, knowing it could get her hung on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with you.
You're not very fond.
Right?
Or were you looking for something?
Like, you think she just wanted that to happen?
Well, we know Miss Priestley was up to no good in the beginning when she went over there without notice. So she was looking for something, and it was almost as if she couldn't wait to explain to everybody what she had seen.
But yes, of course, that's how gossips are, and that's how nosy neighbors are. I don't think that she has, like, intentions of trying to get her killed or anything like
but
that.
But what
I think
she's just like happen?
She's sneaking up in there so she can get the info.
You have to know.
Because if you don't sneak, then you don't get it.
No, you have to know. That's just like somebody calling 911 on us right now and we minding on. You have to know that that could end
there's
badly.
A consequence, right. Yeah.
You can't just be out there all flippant. I mean, you just said people died.
Right.
For having unnatural.
But you just said it's still happening right now in 2019, so we do know that.
Right?
Even though somebody might know something, they are continuing the act.
Right,
and
that's
what I think she's doing.
Okay.
So then they go off to see the doctor, which is a doctor who's not as perverty as the other doctor who's all
goodness.
Touchy.
Yeah. Look telling at people's business.
Gossiping.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the diagnosis that he gave?
It was accurate.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shauna. Hit
it. No, you hit it.
Okay. It was accurate. And Anne already knew that, and it was already spoken that she knew that Anne Lister already knew that Miss Walker needed a break.
Mm-hmm.
She's young. She's 28 years old.
29, right?
29 years
Which
old.
Which is a spinster at this time.
Yeah. Like, come on. Let her leave. She needs to go and see the world. Why do you think Miss Lister is so educated?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's taken time out and she's been away for so long. She's traveled to various countries. And now she comes back and brings that knowledge. Which is one reason she is so upfront and so abrupt with people.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's had many experiences and encounters. So that's good. I totally agree with you. I think that the doctor, I like the way he addressed her mental. He didn't say, oh, she has a major problem.
Right.
He was just like, it's mainly in her mind, but I don't want to discredit her.
Mm-hmm.
She does have these experiences that have happened to her. I really liked that. And I like the fact that Anne was truly there for Miss Walker and was even trying to get help for her.
Yeah, she
and
was.
They were saying, like, traveling will help. She was like, this is great for our relationship.
Yes.
Even to this day, nature, traveling, water, all of those things can bring you healing, you know,
that's
when
right.
you meditate and focus.
Yep.
So
yep.
I like that she was happy.
Studies show. People
Studies
are happier
show.
When you have experience over possessions.
That's true. That's very true. We're going to circle back to the love affair, of course, but I want to get into a little bit of the business, you know, before we get too deep into it, because this rabbit hole goes deep. But, pun intended, I guess. But I just caught myself. But we all know, the rest of the people in this town don't know, but we know that Thomas has fed his daddy
to the hogs. Hog mom.
Which is still genius. We talked about this last week. Shauna was mad at me for that, but I think it was genius.
Geniusly disgusting.
Do you
didn't see that coming?
I did not.
Oh, you know, she really didn't. You should have seen it when she was watching it.
I was shocked and amazed. I truly thought that he was going to, like, be a good guy for a second. Even though he did, at the end, I was like, he's not.
You didn't see the fear?
Yeah, we saw from the first episode.
Yeah, whenever you're fearful like that, the only way, it's almost, think of it as an animal. If you see a mountain lion, are you going to try to negotiate?
No.
No, if you have the means, you're going to kill it.
Yeah.
True. It's the same thing with the father.
I don't know. See, the thing is, it's the father. Mountain lion, father. It's a little different. But, how do you feel about the fact that Thomas hasn't even told his mom? Like, he's just sticking to this whole daddy's disappeared thing. Shauna, how do you, what do you think about that?
I think he's doing the right thing. I don't think that she would be able to handle the information. I think that she might go and blab about it because she's very fearful. And he is, I wrote down that Thomas is now the man of the house. He's like, you don't have to answer any questions to this woman now. Yes, she's your mother, but you're the man now. Your dad is gone. You took care of the family when no one else could. So I see why he's keeping it to himself.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think they were going to be able to keep the farm? Because he asked Mr. Washington. Yes. You did?
Yeah, I did. I didn't think it was going to be on those terms, but Miss Lister does have a heart. Mm-hmm. And her meeting was supposed to be with the father who already tried to get over. And she saw that Thomas was, I guess Thomas was not in pain, but he was in despair when she met him earlier in the season. So I feel like she was going to do something to work with him.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And she actually, I think she actually understood that he could handle this on his own.
Of course.
Based upon like him working, the dad was drunk and he was actually still working.
Yeah.
He was willing to come back the second time.
That's right.
So he's been showing his work ethic.
Yeah, you don't think anybody, I mean, because Miss Lister, specifically, I feel like she would jump on the, like, hold on, he left his cart, which is something that he needs to work. Mm-hmm. And, like, she doesn't know that, but that would be the main thing. The wife knows he left his cart and all his possessions. Nobody is saying foul play. That's when you know people don't like you.
Right. Well, yeah, because they don't care. That's what I'm saying, they don't care.
Okay, well, he gone.
Yeah, but he's shown himself to be someone who's not reliable, so it's not far-fetched to think that he would be gone.
True.
Yeah,
because he is a drunk.
Yeah, he's
so
a drunk.
He could be passed out in a ditch somewhere. Yeah,
they may think, like she said, 2 months. Mm-hmm. He could have wandered off for miles and miles. And she's like, he'll find his way back at some point. And if he doesn't, he'll be forgotten. He's not important.
But what got me is she said he forgot his shoes. So they like, so he walking barefoot all the way to wherever Thomas said he's going. And he's like, well, he told me he always would did want to go there if he ever did leave.
Years ago.
Thomas said this up.
And she's not digging too deep. She's like, I'm going to ask you this twice, and then we're going to go to
dinner.
Yeah,
we cool.
We done. Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so let's get back to our favorite, the Rawsons. And,
that's not my favorite.
Well, I mean, they're my favorite because I feel like they're going to get it in the end.
Well, Big Rawson, Mother Rawson.
Yes.
I like her.
So, yeah, I want to get to that. But Jeremiah comes again, and now we're back to the negotiations. There was a line in there where he's told Miss Lister, you know, my brother is not one to mess with. Did you take that as a threat, Joshua? Okay,
no.
The eyes are rolling. Mama, oh, no.
The mama laughed at that. She was like, boy, please. Miss Lister is real, okay?
Right.
Yeah, they haven't proven themselves to be, they've proven themselves to hold important positions, but they haven't proven themselves to be worthy of those positions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like people, they're like the, in my school, we had a disciplinarian principal and a curriculum principal. And like the disciplinarian principal, you know, you kind of laughed at her.
Right.
Because she never did anything, but she was like, I'm the principal. And we were like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about the Rawsons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what about the way that the elderly, I love how they described her, the elderly Rawson. What did you think about how she described Anne?
Let me look for her.
So yeah, hit it. You want me to go for, okay, well, she was to a T though. But she's also older, more intuitive. She's been around.
Mm-hmm.
And she understands different types of behaviors. But then she spoke of how she likened to Lister, because Miss Lister is not a most woman who may be dull or stupid. She's traveled. I mean, that right. comment was offensive across the board, and all the women held their heads down in shame.
Nothing. That's what I was like.
Totally uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the clap back, and everybody's like,
They didn't even clap, let alone clap back.
That was terrible.
But that's how it was back then. The women were to be on mute, whether they were addressed, but they did keep saying, sorry, ladies.
They did.
You know, and what I wrote down was, Mrs. Rawson, so Mother Rawson, is a Lister fan.
Yeah, she is.
Mrs. Walker is Rawson's cousin. I did not know that, you guys.
No, I didn't know that either.
Can you believe it? They are cousins, so I feel like somehow that is going to, he's going to try to influence her or go to her and be like, we are family at the end of the day, and you need to honor me. And I love this line that Miss Rawson said, if Miss Walker let her dip her dip into her purse, what else did she? And then gonna say, sorry, ladies.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask this question then, Miss Jackie. Uh-huh. So now that we know that they are cousins.
Yes.
Escape me. Give me a second. Now that we know that they are cousins, was Rawson the one Miss Walker was talking about in the beginning, asking for the money? Remember, she said, I have family asking for money. And Miss Lister was like, what do you mean they're asking for money?
That's a good question.
Are they going to pay you back?
We'd have to go back and investigate that, because technically they shouldn't. Yeah, fifth panelist, we see y'all out there. A lot of y'all put a lot of comments in before we got in here. We're going to get to those in a minute. So leave a comment right now, especially if you know, because it wouldn't make sense for the Rawsons to be borrowing money, because one of them is a magistrate, unless they borrowing money to cover up. But that was too soon. So I don't know what they're borrowing money for.
I don't know, but we're going to find out. I've been writing Detective Ann on here all night, because Ann Lister was around. A detective. She went to ask questions. When she said, oh, he returned that, she's like, when? Mm. She really is putting things together, and I love to see her mind work. It's like, you can see everything she's thinking on her face at all times. I really like that. Like when she went down into the mines, she was looking around like, okay.
But when he said duck, mister, and she sat right back up, she's like, I'll just get my head hit. I am not a mister.
That's right. She is such a boss. I love her.
Yes. All right. So we obviously are talking about Gentleman Jack here on AfterBuzz, but we've got a lot of things to talk about here on AfterBuzz. Josh, will you tell them about some of them?
I will tell them. First things first, I want to say thank you to everyone who is currently in the chat. We do appreciate all of your comments here at AfterBuzz TV. And with those comments, we would like for you to make sure that you are subscribed to our page so that you see everything that's going on with AfterBuzz TV. This wonderful panel here, Miss Shauna and Miss Jackie, are pleased, as well as I am, that you all listen to us weekly and that we're able to do these shows for you all. If you're on iTunes, make sure you give us 5 stars. If you listen to us on Spotify, and always if you listen to us on YouTube, make sure you leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing, because we're always going to be here for you.
Yes. Aww, and when you leave that ding ding, okay, up top, bam, when you leave a comment, do it, can you please leave it in the live chat? We understand that this is a history piece, and so, you know, we still in 2019, really,
right?
So a lot of y'all leave these dissertations, which we do love and we do read, and we will comment back to you, but they sure would be helpful during the show.
Yes.
so helpful,
because we can make corrections right away
on the spot. You can, it's interactive.
Yes.
But let's get back to some love now. Eugenie has lost the baby, which I think that, you know, I would love if you are a female out there who's lost a child, you know, in the womb, outside the womb, it's a little different. But, you know, she says, I didn't even want the baby.
Right.
But her reaction is devastating. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that she had this devastating reaction, Shauna?
Personally, I wasn't, just because of knowing the hormones and the emotions that come along. I'm a mother with being a pregnant woman in general. And then losing a baby is something to be really understood as a individual experience. Some people can just kind of like take it and go for it, bounce back. But, you know, with her situation, I'm sure that she just feels like hopeless. Like, wait a minute. I'm already a servant. I was going to have a baby that I really didn't want in the first place, a marriage that I really didn't want in the first place. But now I don't even have that to be my cushion either. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I really felt her pain, but I also felt like she was like, woo, I'm not pregnant, so tell him the wedding is off. Yeah. We do not have to get married. I'm good.
How'd you feel about that? Her just calling off the wedding like that?
Well, calling off the wedding was appropriate based off how she was feeling. She didn't love him, so I think it saves John. And, you know, poor John Booth. We like him.
He's something. He's so cute.
Yeah, he's a good-hearted guy. He's a hard worker. And but going back to what Shauna said about having a miscarriage, of course, I can't speak to that. But I've seen women who have had miscarriages with children they didn't want. But it was the connection that they were looking forward to build, and then it would give them a different level in their life, or in their lives. So I think that's part of what could have caused the disappointment.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm a hopeless romantic, so this, I have a little different perspective.
Okay.
Like when she's like, and he immediately walked in. Now here's the man who's going to save you from your trifling situation.
Yes.
And you just going to turn immediately and be like, tell him the marriage is off. Like, no, like I get that you might want to call it off, but this man deserves a little level of respect since he was Captain Safe. I mean, since he was trying
Wait a minute. Literally.
Since he was trying to save you, he deserves a little bit of respect that she just did not give him. So I was disappointed in that. But
I kind of think she wants to stay with Elizabeth. I think that's her friend now. Like, they've become closer.
And yeah, because she's the only one who can talk to her.
She calls her my little chicken.
Yeah.
Did you see that? They actually have like a bond.
Little pet names.
And then
yeah.
Elizabeth tells us a little bit of her story.
Yep.
How she was saved by Miss Lister after she had two miscarriages and lost her. I don't know if she said she had two husbands.
Well, she lost two kids and one husband.
Mm-hmm. Two kids and one husband. And she just said she just didn't know what she was going to do. Mm. And she never really wanted to. Well, she's ready to go. She's like, I feel trapped now.
Yeah.
Now that I've been here, it's good to be wanted, but I want to go. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I thought that was good. That was a good little storyline because it lets you know that, because in this time, especially if you're not married and you're a woman, like, what are you really going to do? There's not a lot you can do in as far as the workforce.
Right.
So for Anne to swoop in and kind of be like, all right, you're going to be good. You're going to hang out with me. I thought that was a very endearing moment. But my conundrum with Anne is she looks down on certain relationships. So we see her go to John later in the episode.
When they're working.
Yeah, and she working like a dog too. I was proud of her for that. I was like, get it. But when she goes to him and she goes, you know, this is inconvenient for me. Mm. Like, how did that make you feel? No, inconvenient. You could be hung for what you're doing.
Okay, so I got mixed feelings about that.
Oh!
Okay, so check this out. So in the beginning when she found out, last week when she found out that they were supposed to get married, she said, I'm not one who's lost for words, John. But in that moment, she said, I'm not the type. The point she was making was she wasn't the type of person that blocks people from loving each other, because she's someone who's in a relationship that's a bit discriminatory based off who she loves.
Right.
So moving now, saying that it was inconvenient for her, I understand what she means by that. Because of the timing, not necessarily because of who the people are.
Mm.
And just because you're in a relationship where you don't want people to judge you doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have an opinion about somebody else's. That's how I look at it. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, then we have to jump to how she felt about her sister bringing home Mr. Abbott. Kashana, she said something to her like, as your big sister, I would have to caution you to date a man who makes rugs or something like that.
Right. She tried to throw a little bit of shade. I mean, yeah. I feel like
the shade, the relationship shade is abounding.
Right. Okay. That's a true testament to the time, because even though she has this ability to have a heart and be the one to, you know, care for a servant, she still sees him as a servant. She still sees her sister as her little sister who needs to be married to someone who is of upper, you know,
the upper echelon.
Right.
Yeah.
And on top of that, she is like, regardless of whether I'm trying to get with a woman or not, she has money. She is established.
So do you think that she would be more inclined for her sister if she were dating someone who were rich?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's a financial demographic struggle she's talking about.
But
so,
I still think she would have a problem with it, because she doesn't want to be knocked out of the...
The race for the throne, because if she has a male heir, then he would have a right, just because he's a male, to the property. Mm-hmm. However, shout out to the uncle who said, y'all forget, we come from trade.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm shout out to the uncle for not forgetting where you came from, just because y'all doing the most right now with this shade on these relationships. But so let's get back to the love of the Ands.
Oh, the Ands.
Because everything is going great with them. It seems like they're well on their way, and the family, Anne Lister's family, is all like, what do you think if I... Like, we'd be happy for you. We'd be glad you settled down. Which is what my mother says to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
don't all mothers say that to all of us?
Yeah, but I feel like boys are different. But you married, so it don't count. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying.
We looked like, tell
I always,
us.
Well,
did
I always,
you
I was,
you before?
No, I've always been an independent thinker. I'm a maverick. So
oh, gotcha.
I was the type, I told my family, y'all back off. Whenever I'm ready, y'all will know it. And that was it.
Again, things boys can say to their mothers and be fine. So everything's going great. And then they get the letter from Mr. Ainsworth that his wife has died.
Mm.
Her reaction threw me completely off. Because, I mean, yeah, it's sad that somebody's died, but dang.
Yeah, she was on it.
What did you think when you first saw her reaction?
Well, I understood that she has some mental illness and depression, and they had been talking about it for a while now. And it's so easy to be kind of triggered into depression really quick, especially death. Death is one of those things where you start to think about yourself. Your mind can go so many places, and this was her friend who we just saw her with. Plus, now we know she had this other dark secret within her, and she was like, uh-oh, it happened.
Yeah.
Like, this is about
to
be
it. So let's get to that other dark secret. So then the second letter comes, and the second letter is him basically saying, when I get there, it's all about me
it's
and you. Like, what'd you think?
My own little Annie.
I mean, that's cute if we there, you know what I mean? But if we not there.
Creep.
he is a creep. That's a very strong statement to make, especially about someone who we find out is an adulterer. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, bro.
Now, did you feel like this was a consensual situation?
No.
Okay.
I don't see. Let me tell you something. I have been around a little while, and mm-hmm. I have never seen a girl cry over a consensual connection. Mm-hmm. Okay? Obviously, if she cried, it was because she was in love, not because she was in despair or she felt like she was pressured into doing something.
Right.
So it may not have been rape, but it definitely was force.
Coercion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coercion mm-hmm. is a great word. Yeah.
He Harvey Weinsteiner.
Yeah.
Is that right? Weinstein or Steen. Whatever. Y'all know what we're trying to say.
Yeah, y'all know.
But she, you know, I really love this scene because she is completely distraught. And she confesses to Anne that she's loved her since she was 14 years old.
Yeah.
She's been repulsed by men her whole life. You know, mm-hmm. she wasn't able to make that connection. And the acting in this scene for me, I got a little teary-eyed, number one, because she felt backed into this corner. Oh, God.
That Missy Elliott.
Yes. She got backed into the corner, and then she just had to come clean with the woman that she loved. So
I love it. But before that, though, right before that, I wrote down, I was floored. You guys, my mouth was literally on the floor. I could not believe. I love me some Anne, y'all. But she had the nerve to throw in a little bit of a jealousy thing. Did you guys see that? She was actually relieved. Well, first thing she said was, well, you guys must have been very close because she saw how hard the other Anne was crying for her. I need you to calm down. This is not the time to start thinking about your relationship.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Her friend just died. Let's not focus on you guys must have been very close. And she's like, well, we didn't have any relationship if that's what you're talking about.
But Walker said she didn't care about the relationship. She didn't want Ainsworth to die because she knew the husband would come after her.
No, I get that. But other Anne, so Anne Lister was like, oh, you guys must have been very close. And you could literally see this little tinge of jealousy and relief when she found out that she was in love with her since she was 14. But I wrote that her jealousy was serious and that she is an Aries. Her birthday is April 3rd. And it said, I looked up like a little horoscope thing. I know you guys are not all into the astrology, but it did say that Aries women can be very faithful, however jealous and possessive. Mm. And so far we've seen Anne has those qualities. She is honor.
So we have the Vessex of Fury says, I'm certain that's her father, not her uncle, and the estate was willed to her, which is why her father isn't really doing a lot. No, it's her aunt and uncle that Anne Lister lives with. Mm-hmm. And it's so the two of them, we learned that in the first episode that it was the aunt and uncle. So, but it doesn't change the fact that the male heir would automatically have, which would make me, I'd be mortified if I did all this work to build this estate up and you just give it to some random kid just because he's a man.
And I truly believe that they would not be able to handle it like she is.
No. Yeah, like, I agree.
No.
All right, so with that, let's get to some of our special segments. Let's start with some hella facts.
All right.
Shawna, you got some hella facts for us.
You know what I did? I went into our comments, and I just want to say thank you so much to all of our fifth panelists. You guys are simply amazing, leaving us comments and things like that. We learn from you so much. We're not here trying to pretend like we know everything, and that's why we're all together on this. So I just want to mention that Carrie Maxwell, hey girl, we appreciate your comment because you gave us a fun fact, and that's going to be our hella facts for today. The fun fact is the actor Amelia Bullimore, who plays Mrs. Priestley, plays Saran Jones's, who plays Anne Lister, character's boss on Scott and Bailey, which is another Sally Wainwright show that's out on Amazon Prime in case you guys want to watch it. All of her stuff is amazing. She is just like a gift. Mm-hmm. Nice. So that's our hella facts for today.
All right, so we're gonna do another special segment because we have a fashion extraordinaire person with us right now. So we're gonna do a hella fashion right now.
Yes. So
glad.
How y'all doing, everybody? All right. So we're gonna do this section is called hella clad.
Oh my bad, hella clad.
So what I want you all to do is look at the screen, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit of history on some of these items on the screen. So you see the ring. Mm-hmm. The ring is set in a tin or an aluminum setting, and it's a black diamond. The significance of this, the black diamond represents power. Mm-hmm. And it represents, wearing it on the index finger on the right hand also represents power. So the fact that Anne wears that ring on that index finger is a sign, it's a quiet sign that she's powerful and that she's not humble, but she understands leadership. So this is something that when you see something like this in this time period, the 1800s, this is something that the men are noticing because that's something that the men would do.
Okay.
All right.
Look at that. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. To our next picture. the spatted boots. Mm-hmm. So for those of you watching, I got all of these pictures from the actual montage in the beginning, the theme song. The spatted boots were for various reasons. The first reason was to protect for mud and rain, but it also turned into stylish wear for the upper class when they had to go places. So the spats changed materials. You had vinyl for working or suede, and then you moved into, well, it was a different type of suede, but suede is leather turned inside out. Mm-hmm. And they would still wear them on their boots for protection, and they were still nice.
Nice.
Wow.
And then the last picture we have in the middle there. So this is an ascot, but on the ascot, I want you all to focus on the amber stone. So the amber stone is a stone that shows it, it promotes balance and healing and good health. So mm-hmm. with all of these items put together, Anne is powerful, she's intelligent, and she's someone who is of balance and good health. So I just want to make sure that you all are understanding the psychology and a lot of things that she's wearing. And next week I'll cover more things as far as like her wardrobe.
That's dope. Yeah. I didn't know nothing. Okay.
I got you.
I'm loving the hell of fashion. Yes. Yes. Love all right. It. So let's zoom through our. Oh, okay. Let's zoom through our news and gossip real quick.
Okay. Hey, guys. Okay, so it's me, your girl, Deshauna, with today's news and gossip. I'm going to pretty much focus on gossip a little bit more. So let me just say that I saw two interviews from Saran Jones, our girl, Miss Lister. And the first one, she talked about how she started keeping a diary after doing this show because it let her know that she really, truly needed some, you know, an outlet, a place mm-hmm. to leave her thoughts. And she was really impacted by the show. But I wanted to show you guys this picture up there. On the screen, we have a picture of a forklift?
Yep.
With both of the Anns, and they're in, like, this 1800-style pajamas or undergarments. And I wanted to just point out on the next slide that during the chemistry read, Saran Jones said she looked at Sophie, who was the person who plays Ann Walker, and she said, "That's my girl."
Aww.
And she said they had chemistry from the moment.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's just, you can literally see it through the screen. So I just wanted to talk about how awesome that is. Also, I want to talk about this. Now we're on to the gossip.
Ooh.
This tweet from Ari Acelock, which says, "I want Ann Lister to break me like she's breaking those fourth walls." Hey, we love a mention of the fourth walls because people usually don't even talk about it. Next, we have a tweet. Actually, I have one. I've decided not to do the last one. I'm going to read this one because I really thought it was impactful. It's from Flung Out of Space. It says, "Ann Walker has mental illness and trauma. I never, ever want anyone to forget that and start calling her annoying as episodes progress. Y'all have a habit of doing that with characters who act as they are supposed to. Ann Walker, her protection team has been assembled."
Mm. Nice.
Which means basically us and Flat Out of Space. Flat Out of Space. So
yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to News and Gossip. Ooh, ooh. That was just a little couple tweets.
Yeah, and I do like that because I feel like mental health is such a big issue now.
Yes,
it was really important to see that even in the 1800s that people were acknowledging that. So mm-hmm. I really appreciated that scene. But really quickly, let's get our final predictions in.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Joshua, let's start with you.
Prediction. Ainsworth is going to come. Walker and Lister is going to set him straight. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're going to see more happening with Thomas's family.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I'm actually ready for Thomas to get a boo. So I want to say that Thomas and the girl who came to read
the letter.
I felt a little spark of connection there. So I'm going to cross my fingers. He needs a wife and something to do besides mm-hmm. carving them little soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Ainsworth versus Lister. That's going to be a showdown that I think is not going to last only one episode.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like she might have met her match.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, I think we're going to see Marion have tea with the carpet guy.
Mm.
I mean,
stop calling him the carpet guy. He's a dude that's got a job.
Sorry, what's his name? Abbott?
Abbott.
Mr. Abbott. I think Marion's going to have tea with Mr. Abbott.
I hate on that man having a job.
Sorry.
I don't really have a prediction as much as I have a desire. I need to see a boxing match between Ann Lister and somebody. We saw a preview of her hitting somebody. I need them to try to, and I just need them to get beat up by Ann Lister because that would make my life.
I would like her to get stomped out with them speckled, what are they called?
Spatted boots.
Spatted boots.
That's all I need. Thank you guys so much for watching us. Again, this is Gentleman Jack, episode 4. Next week, we got episode 5. Cannot wait to see it. But before we get out of here, let's tell the world where you hail from on social media.
I hail from Twitter, and you can catch me at DeshaunaO.
I hail from all things social media at Cleverly Clad.
Everybody, I'm Jackie Ray. Once again, I hail from everything social media at JRayTheFanatic or JRayTheFanatic.com. Once again, you guys, this is the AfterBuzz show for Gentleman Jack. Make sure you're here with us next Monday. And whatever you like to watch, make sure you subscribe because AfterBuzz has it for you. We'll buzz you guys later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.